Eating disorders. Anorexia. Anorexia is an eating disorder and serious mental health condition. People who have anorexia try to keep their weight as low as possible by not eating enough food or exercising too much, or both. This can make them very ill because they start to starve. They often have a distorted image of their bodies, thinking they're fat even when they're underweight. Men and women of any age can get anorexia, but it's most common in young women and typically starts in the mid-teens. The NHS website has useful information about eating disorders. The information relevant to fostering is included here. Signs and symptoms of anorexia. Eating when not hungry. Eating very fast during a binge. Eating alone or secretly. Feeling depressed, guilty, ashamed or disgusted after binge eating. Warning signs of binge eating disorder in someone else. Someone you care about may have an eating disorder if they eat a lot of food, very quickly try to hide how much they're eating, store up supplies of food, put on weight, but this does not happen to everyone with binge eating disorder. Bulimia. Bulimia is an eating disorder and mental health condition. People who have bulimia go through periods where they eat a lot of food in a very short amount of time, binge eating, and then make themselves sick, use laxatives or do excessive exercise, or a combination of these, to try to stop themselves gaining weight. Anyone can get bulimia, but it is more common in young people aged 13 to 17. Symptoms of bulimia. Symptoms of bulimia include eating very large amounts of food in a short time, often in an out-of-control way. This is called binge eating, inducing vomiting, using laxatives, or doing an extreme amount of exercise after a binge to avoid putting on weight. This is called purging, fear of putting on weight, being very critical about own weight and body shape, mood changes, for example, feeling very tense or anxious. These symptoms may not be easy to spot in someone else because bulimia can make people behave very secretively. Binge-purge cycle. Bulimia is often a vicious cycle of binging and purging, triggered by things such as hunger, sadness or stress. Someone who has bulimia may follow very strict rules about dieting, eating or exercising. Failing to keep to these then leads to periods of excessive eating and loss of control, binge eating, after which there are feelings of guilt or shame. There is then a purge to get rid of the calories, leading to feeling hungry, and the cycle continues. Health risks of bulimia. Bulimia can eventually lead to physical problems associated with not getting the right nutrients, vomiting a lot, or overusing laxatives. Possible complications include feeling tired and weak, dental problems, stomach acid from persistent vomiting can damage tooth enamel, bad breath, a sore throat, or even tears in the lining of the throat. Also caused by stomach acid, irregular or absent periods, dry skin and hair, brittle fingernails, swollen glands, fits and muscle spasms, heart, kidney or bowel problems, including permanent constipation, bone problems, such as osteoporosis, causes of eating disorders. We do not know exactly what causes anorexia and other eating disorders. The likelihood of getting an eating disorder is increased if the family has a history of eating disorders, depression, or alcohol or drug addiction. There has been criticism of eating habits, body shape or weight. There is excessive concern with being slim, particularly if there is also pressure from society or hobbies, interests, for example, ballet dancers, jockeys, models or athletes. Anxiety, low self-esteem, an obsessive personality or being a perfectionist, having been sexually abused, supporting children with eating disorders. If a child has been diagnosed with an eating disorder, here's what you can do to help. Talk to them about it. If the child becomes withdrawn, touchy or moody, it might make it difficult to talk to them. It may be even more difficult if they cannot accept they have a problem. But talking about their condition is needed for their recovery, so keep trying. They might come across as angry, even if they're really feeling scared or insecure. It might be difficult for them to talk about their feelings, so be patient and listen to what they're trying to say. It can help if you stay calm and prepare what you're going to say to them. Do not blame or judge them. Just focus on how they're feeling. Avoid talking about their appearance. Even if you're trying to say something nice, try to use sentences starting with, I, like, I'm worried because you do not seem happy, rather than sentences beginning with, you. Avoid discussing people's diets or weight problems. Try not to feel hurt if they do not open up straight away. Do not be upset if they're being secretive, because this is part of their illness, not their relationship with you. You can also talk in confidence to an advisor from Eating Disorders Charity Beat by calling its adult helpline on 0808 801 0677 or youth helpline on 0808 801 0711. Get support for yourself. Ask a GP or a health professional in your child's treatment team for advice on how to help at home. It's important the whole family understands the situation and has support. The following organizations offer advice online. Anorexia and Bulimia Care. Advice for family and friends. Beat. Supporting someone family lives. Eating disorder. Help young minds. Help for parents. You can also ask your GP about support groups for parents caring for someone with an eating disorder. Previous bullying. Next. Female genital mutilation. FGM. Next.